My guest, Dan Walters, syndicated columnist. You can find him at calmatters.org. The prior segment, we talked about housing and building construction. By the way, and the actor was Michael Landon, who we were discussing earlier from Highway to Heaven. And just to finish up the housing, the Santa Barbara Housing Authority just bought a hotel and converted it to 35 units for homeless people. And 35 units cost $35 million.
Eric, that's what I just told you, $1 million a unit, right?
There you go. So,
and that's really pretty obscene when you think about it.
Well, it's, yeah. Yeah, my TikTok friend is enraged over it.
When John Cox was Republican candidate for governor a couple of times ago, I guess last time Gavin Newsom ran, he was a housing developer, and he said he could build housing apartments all day and all night in Ohio for $250,000 a unit.
This goes right into what's happening now. You know what? I'm going to start with the last question I had first. Does it really matter who wins the governorship?
Well, we don't know whether it matters because we're just barely getting we finally know who's running, you know, after all these months. But we still haven't got a real coherent idea of what they propose to do if they're elected governor. It seems going in, you know, it's only a couple of months now till the first election in June. It seems that they are responding to the polls, which indicate that the cost of living is the most burning issue in California right now. And that, of course, encompasses housing, which is the largest single cost of living. But it also includes utilities and gasoline and groceries and a lot of other things. And so they seem to be aiming their campaigns at saying that if elected, they would do something about the cost of living. Tom Steyer has said he'd break up the utility and the monopoly, and that'll lower electric power. But he doesn't say how that would happen. So this is kind of what we're going to see, I think, is this that's going to be the issue in which they are going to base their campaigns. In response, again, to the polls indicating that's the single most important issue to Californians right now. But what they could do about it is not very clear. In fact, I don't know that they could do anything about it. The cost of living in California is driven by a lot of factors that are beyond political control. Some of them involve politics, like housing construction regulation, for example. But many of those things are beyond capacity. There's nothing really you can do about gasoline prices, for example. That's a whole different subject. Unless you want to eliminate the gas taxes in California, which nobody seems to be wanting to do. So anyway, that's what we're going to hear a lot of. We're going to hear about cost of living from these candidates leading up to the June primary. The more interesting thing about that or not is how this dynamic's going to play out. There are three potential outcomes. One of them is that the Democrats hate this idea, but it's at least a remote possibility that the two Republicans, Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, would finish 1-2 in the top two primary in June, thereby guaranteeing that California would have a Republican governor. The other possibility is that two Democrats would win 1-2 in June and then run it off in November. And the third possibility is that a Democrat would finish first, let's say, a Republican finish second, which the Democrat would love to have because that means they're guaranteed a Democratic governor. So those are the three things, and a lot of the maneuvering among the 10 candidates for governor, 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans, is basically a battle over who finishes second, because it's who finished second is going to determine the eventual outcome of the November election. And so somebody will come in first. We don't know who. But it's who finishes second will really determine the dynamics of the governor's race later for the rest of the year.
I thought who was on first. You said who's on second. Old Abbott and Costello routine. My guess.
Abbott and Costello were screechingly funny, by the way.
The best. My guest, Dan Walters, calmatters.org is where you can find him. I read that column, and you were talking about the June primary, and you mentioned, you just mentioned it in passing about how a Democrat would almost help a Republican come in second. So then, yes. And as I was reading that paragraph, I thought, boy, that sounds familiar. I remember an interview with Dan Walters where he mentioned something where it was done. And I thought I would have to ask you, but then in your next paragraph, you answered that question. It was
2 years ago in the Senate, U.S. Senate.
Chuck Schumer?
No. Schiff.
Adam Schiff. Well,
there came in first in the primary, and he spent a lot of money demonizing Steve Garvey, the former ballplayer and Republican. By demonizing him, he made Republicans want to vote for him. So he essentially chose the second place finisher by putting a lot of money into boosting his process, and thereby acing out the other Democrat, who was Katie Porter, who now is running for governor.
That is so funny. And it's funny that I couldn't remember Adam Schiff. I said Chuck Schumer, but I guess they're cut from the same cloth. That is so funny. So you see that potentially happening.
Absolutely. If there are a couple of Democrats that are kind of head and shoulders above the others, the leading Democrat will try to boost the Republican some way by running a bunch of ads saying, this is a terrible guy, you should never elect this guy. And that'll make the Republican voters want to vote for it. And that's what happened in 24, and that's what could happen in 26.
Now, another thing you said about these eight Democrats and even the two Republicans is that none of them on a recent poll is registering more than 14%.
Yes.
And so a lot of Democrats are either secretly or openly suggesting that a lot of these Democrats pull out.
Yes. The state Democratic Party is trying to get the second tier of candidates. Those are down in single digits to drop out to thereby avoid the possibility that eight Democrats would split up the vote in such a way that the two Republicans could come in first and second. They're worried about that. It's an outside possibility, but they are worried about it. So they really want these lower tier Democrats to drop out and get the field down to maybe four or five Democrats. And that way it's less likely that the two Republicans could come in one and two. 20% will get you into the runoff, probably. 20% of the vote in June will probably do it.
I think if the two Republicans won, that the legislature would somehow have to change the rules prior to November, wouldn't they?
They can't change the rules because the top two primary was dictated by the voters in a ballot measure about, 12, 15 years ago or something.
And
when Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor, he pushed through a ballot measure to create the top two primary.
And do you think it's a good system, or is it better than what we had?
You know, I don't know. It's a different system. It creates different dynamics. Whether it's better or worse, I don't know. I know the people in both parties hate it, the party leaders. They would rather go back to the closed primary system because they don't like the idea that Democrats can vote for Republicans or Republicans can vote for Democrats. They would like to have it confined to within their own parties. It's called a closed primary. And I suspect that they might try to get rid of it for the future after what's been happening or what they fear might happen this year.
But in order for them to get rid of it, it would have to go before a vote?
Have to go back to the voters, yeah.
That will be interesting. And so we got Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco. Steve Hilton is, he was a
former Fox News commentator.
Yeah, television commentator. He's from
England. He's from England. He's British.
Right. He's from he's from he's from uh, but he's an American citizen. And do you have to be an American citizen to run for governor? I don't know.
Yes.
You do. Okay, but he won't be president because you have to be born here. My guest has been and still is Dan Walters. So appreciate your time. Always great to talk to you. You can find him at calmatters.org. Calmatters.org is an amazing news entity. And among Dan, there's many other columnists. And we'll look forward to talking to you again, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Sure, anytime.
Okay, thanks. And just amazing. This guy never has a note. He came to the Libero. You can, everything is in his head. You're very gifted that way. It's just remarkable. Dan, thanks again. You're
All
listening
right.
to, thanks. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.